Hey, it's been a while. He's been a very busy guy. Let's talk to the president.
Hey,
President
Trump. Good morning,
Mr. President.
Good morning, Dorkin idiot. Look, I want to settle this long national nightmare. I'm going to end it once and for all, okay? I don't hear Yanny or Laurel. All I hear is Crooked Hillary. Okay? All right, now I got to finish my morning tweet, so let's make this quick.
All right, well, we wanted to talk because it was a year ago today that the Mueller probe began. I assume you're not going to celebrate, right?
Are you kidding? We're totally getting in the spirit over here. I just sent Bob Mueller a huge anniversary cake. And when they roll it into his office, Rudy Giuliani's going to pop out and say, no collusion. It's going to be tremendous.
Hey, the newly released financial disclosure form shows you reimbursed your attorney, Michael Cohen, for some unspecified expenses, but the ethics office said, hey, the payment that Cohen made to Stormy is a liability.
You know, the payment's a liability, but I will tell you, that Stormy Daniels broad has two huge liabilities of her own, believe me. Look, as you know, I've accepted responsibility for the payment to Stormy. And by the way, did you hear the news that net neutrality passed in the Senate?
I did.
Yeah.
So anyway, you look at it, yesterday was a great day for porn lovers.
Now, sir, your lawyer, Michael Cohen.
I'm glad you brought him up. You know, my hope is that for every American to one day be rich enough that their attorney can make six-figure hush money payments to porn stars and call it incidentals, believe me.
Hey, how's Melania doing? We know she's still recovering in the hospital, right?
Yes,
kidneys?
Thanks for asking. Yeah. Melania's doing great, and her kidneys will be best very soon. But I will tell you, they did a tremendous job of treating her kidney problem. Mm. And, you know, while she was under, I had them slap in a fantastic new set of breast implants.
Ooh.
Yeah, not only that, I'm getting about 15 pounds of lipo sucked right off her belly and implanted in her hiney. My buddy Kanye West has taught me so much about proper boob-to-booty ratio. I might even make him my new badonkadonk czar. Who knows?
Okay. Listen, your daughter Ivanka, and son-in-law, they attended the ceremony for the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. So did you watch any of the coverage?
Ivanka and Jared, aren't they beautiful? They did such a fantastic job, that I can tell you. But you have to get the name right, Christy. It's the brand-new Trump U.S. Embassy. Embassy and Holy Land Casino in beautiful downtown Jerusalem.
Oh, yes. Okay,
it's
my
so
bad.
Exciting. You know, the gift shop alone is going to make a killing. A killing. We've booked Carrot Top. He's going to be playing shows there to the end of the summer. Netanyahu's a huge fan. And I'm going to tell you, this casino / embassy is going to bring the Israelis and the Jews together. Believe me. So many slot machines over there. They love the slots.
Now, North Korea's threatening to back out of that big summit because you guys demand them to denuclearize. What do you think?
Oh, no. So I don't get to go on a date with Little Rocket Man? That's fine. I'm sure my application for the Nobel Peace Prize was already accepted. You know, once they engrave your name on the trophy, they have to give it to you. It's the law. North Korea can do whatever they want now.
Now, I did read where the Dems, you know, they're making a real big deal out of you and Sean Hannity's relationship, right? They say you talk to him almost daily. What kind of advice are you getting, and do you have anything to say to the liberals?
You know, frankly, I don't like talking to liberals if I don't have to. But look, so what if I like talking to Sean Hannity every night? We tell each other about our day. He lets me vent about all the mean things people say about me, and then he gives me a pep talk. Usually a chapter for The Art of the Deal. And then I doze right off. It's beautiful. Seriously, Hannity and I are just good friends at this point. Although I accidentally did see him naked when his towel fell off during a FaceTime call we were on. Yeah, I barely looked, but frankly, he should be very proud of
it. Hey, we had this yesterday, Mr. President, Keith Richards of the Stones. Well, he didn't have kind things to say. In fact, he said the U.S. needs to get rid of you. So do you have anything to say about or to Mr. Keith Richards?
Was that Keith Richards? You know, I thought it was a dried up rawhide catcher's mitt that somehow came to life and started mumbling words. Look, Keith Richards is so disrespectful. So disrespectful. I've never said a bad word about Keith Richards. Did I think about tweeting that when the zombie apocalypse begins, Keith is going to be the first one that eats a human brain? Of course I did. But I would never say that. That's over the line. I mean, seriously, I can't believe I'm getting smack-talked by a guy that's 106 years old.
Well, thanks for coming on, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Later, Borden eats a lot.